You're listening to SBS News.
33 people died, up to 1 billion animals perished, and millions of hectares burnt. It's estimated 80% of Australia's population was impacted by the bushfires. But at the launch of a new Climate Council report, former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner Greg Mullins called for urgent action on emissions.
Imagine the bushfire seasons if this is the worst we've ever had. And unfortunately, the trajectory has gone like that.
The Climate Council's report found bushfires cost tourism at least $4.5 billion, with peak bodies saying it will take 2 years to recover lost revenue and reputation. Sydney lost $12 to $50 million a day in productivity, with many small businesses bearing the brunt of lost trade. That impact has been addressed in a relief package to fire-affected small businesses, which was unveiled on the New South Wales south coast. Minister for Agriculture, Drought and Emergency Management, David Littleproud, responded to criticism that the relief is being hampered.
We are saying you're going to be eligible for $10,000 grants. All you have to prove is that you have 40% or more of your income taken away over a 2 to 3 month period.
But Will Steffen from the Climate Council implored federal ministers to act with similar urgency to prevent such disasters from happening again.
This is a warning sign that if we keep increasing our own human emissions, the natural world is going to respond with increasing emissions, whether it's from extreme drought, fires, or other natural disasters.
As the world's attention is focused on the latest viral threat, the United Nations issued a word of warning, revealing greenhouse gases are at their highest concentration in 3 million years. According to them, last year was the second warmest year on record, with the hottest year being 2016. And scientific projections show that without intervention, global temperatures will continue to rise. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.